Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and myself, Jonas Knox. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn, and LeVar Arrington, and coming up on the show, it is a major announcement. That's right, formally Outkick the coverage, and now Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. We will give you all the details and share the excitement with you. We're also going to take a look around the NFL, the best 2-0 teams, the most surprising 2-0 teams, and some rookie quarterbacks, one in particular who could be in a really, really bad spot. All of that is coming up next here. It's Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, Lord. What the hell?
Everybody wiggle their ears.
Unbelievable.
What was that? Congrats, guys.
Wow, how about it, huh?
Wow.
We did it.
We didn't get fired.
No,
you did it, Q. You did it. And you did it, Jonas.
Oh, man. This is unbelievable. Two pros and a cup of Joe. It is LeVar Arrington.
Wow.
It's Brady Quinn. It's Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. That is correct. Formally outkick the coverage here. We've been doing this show for quite a while, and we were waiting to make the announcement, and the announcement is now. So these are the first moments in the history of the show, and I'm excited, guys.
Yeah,
this is
man.
Awesome. This is
congrats,
really awesome.
Man. Very humbling.
Congrats to you guys. Thank you. Big thank yous, by the way, to everyone behind the scenes,
indeed.
In particular Don Martin, Scott Shapiro, but also our crew behind the scenes, everyone for putting up with us as we were trying to, you know, mesh together, figure this thing out. But it's going to be a fun ride. I can't tell you how fun it's been for me, too, getting to work with you guys. Jonas, we've obviously worked together, but LeVar, I mean, just being able to talk ball with you, being able to talk life with you, it's been a ton of fun, man.
Yeah,
I can't
indeed.
Wait to continue this.
Man, I echo those sentiments. Been in this game a long time, man, and I got to tell you, When you're passionate about the things that you do, it's not work. It's just you're doing what you've been made to do. And, you know, I thought it was always football, and turns out radio is one of my loves, one of my passions. And the one thing about it is having the opportunity to work with people you respect, Brady, and people that you think that you can enjoy time with, I guess Jonas. You know, this is always, that's always, it's always, that is always a beautiful thing. So, man, many miles traveled to get here, I'm sure, for all of us. As you heard in the intro, you know, Chuck E. Cheese was a part of this journey.
Hold on. Hey, let's break down what LeVar said. He said he respects me, but doesn't enjoy hanging out with me. Jonas doesn't.
Because when you respect somebody, that's already understood that you enjoy hanging out with them. But I just want to make sure Jonas knew that I didn't respect him as much as I respect him.
I decided
I'd put that out there first.
Okay with that. It's understandable. I'll be honest. So Brady and I have been doing a show together for a long time, and we've been working on, you know, Sunday nights. And when they said that we were going to start doing shows with LeVar, I was concerned. I'll be full disclosure. I was concerned mostly for LeVar because Brady and I are lunatics, absolute lunatics. And the things
and then
that,
y'all
that,
realized.
And yeah, and then all of a sudden we start working with LeVar, and it's like
three lunatics.
Oh, it's us.
Maybe that should have been the name of the show.
like LeVar's one of us.
Right.
Just a couple of loonies.
Just three brothers, you know?
Just three brothers. Out here in these streets,
just like the
man.
Movie,
yeah,
man.
I hear you, my man.
You know
man.
What I mean? We just trying to stay warm out here in these cold streets, man.
So it's been a lot of fun and a total blast to get to do this with you guys.
Indeed.
And if you guys don't mind, I would like to just give a couple of thank yous.
Yeah,
if you
absolutely.
Don't mind here.
Absolutely.
First and foremost, all the people behind the scenes that don't get nearly the love that they deserve. Don Martin and Scott Shapiro gave us this opportunity here, and I'm truly grateful. It's also the people behind the scenes, the anchors, the editors, the producers, the technical producers. They're not board ops. They're technical producers. That's a demeaning term. Cut that crap out. People got to stop using that. But those are all the people that make us sound good. They're all the people that don't get the shine or the love that they deserve, and they make this network run and any other audio platform you listen to. They're the people that never get the credit they deserve.
Well said.
And they are all a part of this. And from somebody who came from weekends and worked and grinded there, man, I'm telling you, there is talent all over this network, and there are killers on the weekend. They crush it every single weekend, and it's not just the people you hear on the air. It's the people behind the scenes that hustle and bust their ass and grind that don't get the love they deserve. They are all a part of this as well, too. And I wanted to make sure that they all knew that they are loved, and they are a part of the reason why this whole thing works. So,
okay, Zucky.
That was big, man.
I'm just saying.
That was very, very
You did forget one group of people, though.
What group of people is that?
The listeners, man.
Yes,
we've got some people who like to chime in.
Of course.
They like to chime in on social media.
Yes.
Thank you for chiming in. Whether you love us or hate us, here's the deal. We provoked some sort of emotion out of you, and that's what this whole thing's about.
Indeed.
So we appreciate you for chiming in. We appreciate all the listeners. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, man.
Can I give one more thank you?
Oh, jeez.
Just one more. This one's important.
Thank you. Go ahead, Jonas.
This is one more important, and then we'll get on to some bigger things.
Okay,
so,
let's go. Nothing bigger than that right now.
So, no, I do want to mention this because I'm never going to have this opportunity again. This is important. You guys had somebody in your life that got you into football, right? Somebody that either gave you a football when you were young, and that sort of led you down the path that you were at, correct? Like,
sure.
Everybody has that person.
Yeah, of course.
My mom is my best friend. She's my hero. And she let me listen to radio for the first time when I was a kid. So this became my NFL. And she didn't get to do things in her life because she was dealt a bad hand, and she just had to deal with limitations for a lot of it. So she didn't get to do a lot of and pursue a lot of her dreams and accomplish a lot of her goals. I'm able to accomplish mine and live mine because of her. And so in that regard, she's doing it. And so I just wanted to say for my mama, you know, I love her and my best friend. And the fact that I get to be here with you guys is an extension of how awesome she is and how much of a mentor and just a great human being and great person she has been in my life.
Awesome.
So there's that.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So Mom, Dad, I know you're probably listening. I feel the same way about y'all, just so y'all know. I don't want to take anything away from you, Jonas.
Yeah. That's
definitely heartfelt, and I don't want you to think that I left y'all. By the way.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Chopper's not listening right now. He was texting me, but Chopper, my dad, is not. I don't know what the hell he's
doing
right
now. You said Chopper.
Tyrone.
Ty Diggy.
His nickname is Chopper. Now, he was
That's
a gunny
dope.
On a chopper in Vietnam, which I think that he's told multiple stories. I have no idea how he got the nickname.
It's pretty dope.
But I think that's how it stuck. But he's usually not up this early. He used to be back in the day. Now he's in his 70s, so he's slowed down a little bit. But the chopper dopper, I'm not sure what he's doing right now. But
my mom,
very heartfelt, Jonas.
Yeah, for certain.
You know, and by the way, you know, thoughts and prayers. A lot of people don't know this, but you know, you obviously, I know your mom's dealing with a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah,
so. We're
thinking about
that.
You, man.
Yeah,
I'm not getting into it. I'm just saying we're all thinking about you.
Well,
I'm thinking about her.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
listen,
for certain.
Appreciate it.
You're right, though. It's a big moment, man, and you know,
it's pretty cool
to give that love. That's an amazing thing. So I'm just happy that we get to represent, man.
No kidding.
Like this, honestly, like this, you find people that you connect with, and if you're able to connect with them, they always say you are the company that you keep. And you know, when we started doing the shows together, you know, there were opinions one way or the other. Oh, this, that, and the other. But you know, the one thing that I realized when we started cracking the mic together was we were like-minded people. You know, we have different opinions, we have different approaches, we have different ways, but we ultimately have come together and we're doing something pretty, pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
And I think it's very different. I think it's very unique and just again, I think it's a testament to Chopper. You know, it's a testament to Mama Jonas.
Yeah.
Testament to my people. And, you know, this is – it's like I just think it's the perfect storm, man. So – let's do this.
Yes,
let's
absolutely.
Do this, man.
Awesome, and an honor to be here, and thank you for everybody, all the
what's
support
the name of the show
and
again?
All the love. Two pros and a cup of Joe.
Yeah.
Come on, Lamar. You know what that means.
Well, I just wanted you to repeat it.
Yeah. So it is two pros and a cup of Joe, but yes, yeah. We are going to be terrorizing the mornings here on Fox Sports Radio and beyond here, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific Time, moving forward, and super stoked about being a part
so
of all
of this. So we're not fill-ins anymore.
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
How about that?
We take the temporary tag off.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah, how about that?
I broke a tooth out before and needed a temporary. It doesn't feel as sturdy as the permanent
yeah.
one. They put the permanent one on
yeah.
there. You know what I mean?
It feels a little better.
No chewing
how'd you
nuts.
Break a tooth?
Bro.
He nuts? Told you. He's chewing on nuts
I broke
last
a tooth.
Week.
I broke a tooth out in my sleep. Like, I bit down and bit
grinding?
A tooth out.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't even a grind. It was a bite.
Ooh.
I bit down and woke
wow.
myself up. I broke a tooth.
Wow. What are you, Marv Albert?
Strong jaws, baby!
What? Well, he's a Nittany Lion, man.
That's right.
Bite.
Oh, okay. He got strong bites.
Oh, okay. I just thought, you know.
I hope I didn't turn anybody on out there.
I know. I thought of Marv Albert for some reason when you said that.
I heard you say it, and then you doubled down on it. I tried to move beyond it.
I wanted to be clear here.
All right. You brought it back.
Yeah, I just wanted to be clear here.
Shots out to Marv. What a brilliant career and performances.
And it counts.
And it hurt.
God, we're not even going to make it a half hour. Unbelievable. All right. It is two pros and a cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn.
It's a canine.
Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up next, we do have ourselves some reaction from around the NFL and some bad news for several teams out there. We'll get into all of that next here. It's two pros and a cup of Joe right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Is this Metallica? It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. That is right. It is LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. By the way, coming up later on this hour, we will have the Monday Night Football edition of the Prop Bet Monster for week two. I know you guys are fired
yeah.
up about the Prop
yeah.
Bet Monster. We'll see if Brady Quinn's shenanigans work again.
I don't know that they worked.
Segment.
LeVar stole my strategy, and it was a nail biter last week.
Yeah, so. But you're a head,
yeah,
you know,
that's all right. Listen, now we will.
I was fighting to get that 56.
Yeah, but it was
deal.
Weird because the only reason why I'm ahead is because you didn't pick that people would be there at FedEx Field in your jersey. Like that was the weird thing.
Yeah,
well, yeah. I mean,
I don't know, man.
Really negative towards yourself there, LeVar.
Sorry,
really, really
do we,
negative.
Do we need to have a talk?
Yeah,
what's
I mean,
going on? Here?
Why so negative? I mean, come on, you carry a lot of weight.
2005,
yeah.
Man. You know,
right.
Doesn't matter. Greatness is greatness.
Oh, I appreciate
I agree.
That.
Are there a lot of 10 jerseys at Notre Dame games? By the way, is that?
I don't know if there are now. Maybe there used to be.
Yeah, for Matt LaVecchio, right?
That's right.
Sure.
For Matt LaVecchio.
I just wanted to clear that up here.
I believe, of – did he go to Indiana after that,
not,
I think?
Not quite sure. You know, just yeah. I remember mostly as you know, quarterback for Notre Dame, Matt LaVecchio.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'd have to look him up.
I want to clear that up here. I'm just trying to get the facts.
I remember
here.
Brady Quinn, though.
Yeah, listen. I mean, yeah. You know.
I was there for a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit there.
Looked like a Notre Dame Colton Coleman.
Damn right he did.
Yeah.
That eye black.
Hey,
yelling at his backups on
that offensive
sidelines.
Line came to life this weekend, huh? They were pushing them back.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people were negative about Notre Dame.
They were getting a little push in there, you know.
Some people were pretty critical about Notre Dame's defense.
They made it work.
Is this shots fired at me right now?
No, I'm just saying, I've had faith in both Penn State and Notre Dame all year long. I don't know where you guys are at. I mean,
I thought Brady was being supportive of his alma mater.
I mean, I got to be real with you guys, though. It's not like I'm not going to present to you concerns, right?
No,
I mean,
I do appreciate because at least you are.
I presented my
it.
Concerns as well. I mean, we needed offense in this game on Saturday, and you know what?
And you got it.
We
man.
Got some offense.
Yeah,
we
yes,
did.
You did.
They were some creative plays, creativity in the play calling.
By the way, all right, hold on. We never really had a chance to go off on this last week, Like, Penn State's played maybe they'll play the most difficult schedule of any team this season, and they're not getting rewarded for it.
Yeah.
Like, they should for sure be ahead of Iowa. I know Iowa's played kind of a decent schedule too, but come on, man. Like, Penn State, I might say they've looked better than Oklahoma. I've just watched Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Penn State's looked better.
Yeah.
They should be a top four team right now, at least as far as representing the Big Ten. Penn State's the best team in the Big Ten right now. And Iowa's been good, but they haven't been as good as Penn State has. So you guys are getting robbed right now.
Damn,
so
right.
I want you to know that. I'm saying that right now in week three or whatever it is.
Yeah, we are.
Penn State, baby. Yeah.
Got your back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Damn right.
Thank you.
Listen. Pompous AP poll.
Yeah.
I don't want to put you guys
nerds
up there.
I mean, they did go
losers
into Madison, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They went into Madison.
They scheduled an SEC opponent.
And they scheduled an SEC. That was ranked in the top 25,
by
the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, hey,
listen,
all you can do is just keep playing out here in these cold, cold streets and bundle up and try to stay warm while you're doing
you,
it.
Man.
That's all. You know what I mean? Make sure you wear your thermals, your long draws, you know what I mean? And get out there and get to work.
It's real
what
out
I mean?
Here, man.
Hard hat lunch pail, baby.
Yeah.
10 toes down on the grind. Let's go.
Oh, man. All right. So let's get into some not so good news around the NFL. It seemed like if not every single quarterback, at least a large portion of quarterbacks in the NFL got injured yesterday. Is this just like every week or every year in the NFL, it seems like there's a week in which a lot of players go down. Ironically, last year it was, I think, week two, you saw the Niners have a lot of injuries, whether it was, you know, Solomon Thomas or Bosa that got injured, Jimmy Garoppolo got injured. But now we've got injuries all up and down the NFL at the quarterback position. So dealer's choice to the quarterback of the show, Brady Quinn. We could talk Tua. We could talk Carson Wentz. What do we make of some of the players that went down to the quarterback position on Sunday?
Oh, man. I mean, it's hard to know where to start. I'm going to start, though, with Wentz. And in part because I think, you know, we're all going to have maybe differing opinions on this. But this one is the most alarming to me. And I think it's because, to begin, he's looked bad. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, I was curious to see if Frank Reich could get him to what we saw when they worked together earlier in Philly. And I know it's early, and I don't want to, you know, place too much on that because it's a lot of newness around him, and he missed some time with the injury, but he just looks all out of sorts. I mean, some of those throws and plays, how in the heck do you throw an interception on a shovel pass?
Yeah.
On a shovel pass? Like, that's the easiest play if it's not there to burn it or run it and eat it. And he threw an interception on a shovel pass. There's times when you watch him and you want to pull your hair out because of how he plays. And I'll just say this. You know, I dealt with a Liz Frank injury. I dealt with a back surgery where I had complications down my right leg, dealing with drop foot, stuff like that. And when I was rehabbing and coming back, when I would have, you know, they'd film you to see what your gait looks like when you're running, right? See what your running form looks like. They'd film you to see how explosive and everything else that you'd look. And I remember watching myself thinking, man, I do not look like the same guy moving around, running, and all of that. Like, these injuries have taken away from me. I watch Carson Wentz now, the way he moves around now, after all those injuries he's been through, and what he looked like when he first got in the league, and he's relatively still young. And I'm sorry, man, he doesn't look like the same guy.
Eesh.
Like, it's going to be an uphill battle for him the rest of the way. And I don't even know how significant this ankle injury is, but it doesn't look good, guys.
Well, I'm going to go with Tua. And the reason why I'm going to go with Tua is because if it's a significant rib injury and he has to miss time, then now you got to start having the conversation of all of the buzz around, you know, them wanting to get Deshaun Watson. Does this put the Houston Texans in a position? And Brady, you mentioned it earlier. They're a competitive team right now. You know, their record might not show it so much, but they're kind of competitive. And I just wonder, is this going to put Miami in a position where they panic and make a move and go after Deshaun Watson? Is this the moment where they're not panicking? It's the justification of being able to go get Deshaun Watson. Like, I think Tua, anything that happens to Tua is going to create an interesting narrative coming out of Miami, because I don't know that any of us are sure, other than being sure about being unsure about how they feel or truly feel about Tua being their starting quarterback.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm not doing this to be a super negative guy to bust balls, but I'm asking, like, this is an honest question. What did Tua do in college that made him such a top prospect?
They talked about his accuracy. Like, he was one of the most accurate quarterbacks that we had seen in recent history of the game.
Yeah, I mean, look, he won a national championship. I mean, from day one, he came in and balled, right? Like, early on, he's throwing a touchdown pass to Devontae Smith in overtime to get you a win in a national championship game. That's significant. What stood out to me about him is he's got this very tight, compact release, so it's pretty quick. But then also the way he can shape throws. Like, he's got the ability to fit balls into windows that you're just like, okay. Like, he might not have the strongest arm, but he can make those throws and kind of drop it into a bucket or put a ball with a little pace on it, but get it over a defender and before the next defender. He's got some of that ability with that quick release. And he also had this knack for being able to buy time or extend plays, which we know it's valued. The problem is at the NFL level, and I even think Russell Wilson, who had a similar knack of doing it, you have to figure out how to do it, but protect yourself. And I don't think he ever figured that out yet. I will say this about this particular injury. This ain't on him. Jalen Waddle, it was a 4th-and-2 play. Jalen Waddle has an option route, which means typically off the ball, you're going to be a little bit slow because you're trying to set up the defender, okay? He took so much damn time off the ball. AJ Epenesa was already up on Tua. He barely even got the throw off. And it was because Waddle, who runs a 4-2, for whatever reason, didn't have any sort of sense of urgency, like there might not be pressure on Tua in a 4th-and-2 situation. And so had he gotten out of that break a little faster, I think Tua gets rid of it. It's a completion, all this stuff. But go back and watch the tape of this throw. He's almost like getting hit on his back by the time Waddle's beginning to break or get out of his cut. And it should have happened way faster than that.
Was he the same after his hip injury? Is he the same player, the same quarterback after his hip injury?
I don't think we've gotten an opportunity to know because he left college.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't know if he was healthy and we got to see him play and what that baseline of who he was after the injury in college, then we would it would be different. But he left college and went into the pros. So we don't know if he's not up to snuff because he's not as healthy as he was, what he looks like. Because guys look different once they go to the NFL. You play a little differently. There's different ways of going about it. So I don't know if he's – I just know that he hasn't been good enough where he's quieted down the conversations of him not being the guy.
Yeah.
That's what I do know.
And it just feels like Brian Flores, either he's not a believer in Tua or somebody in the front, but it feels like this is more of a Brian Flores thing based on, you know, the way he was handled last year, just some of the rumors, not being named a captain before the season, all that stuff. We could say, well, those are just small things. But so many of them have happened that it's an indicator to me that Brian Flores doesn't buy into him. And I just wonder why. Like what doesn't he see from Tua that he's not even at this point willing to entertain the idea that this is my guy moving forward based on the past couple of years.
Certain quarterbacks just earn that title, that representation. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo is the worst one in this category. Like, I've never heard a quarterback talk so bad. That's a starting quarterback. Like, do you understand what
haters,
it takes
jealous
to be
people?
Like, can you, like, I wish people could understand how difficult. It's one thing to become a pro football player. It is way more difficult to become a pro quarterback. And it's even more difficult to become a starting NFL quarterback. So to malign a starter, like, he doesn't belong here. He can't do it. He doesn't deliver. It's like, shut up. Shut up. Like, at some point.
This is how I'd always describe it to people. Everyone who's on an NFL roster, and this is what, like, a lot of the media and beat writers don't understand. I would say 98-99% of quarterbacks who are on an NFL roster can absolutely sling it. They can. Like, they have something in their skill set or ability as far as why they are there. Like, they're not just there because they were, you know, someone that's doing someone else a favor or something else. They are there for a reason. And so they've got the ability to do it. Now, most of them, and this was one of my biggest issues, was I never played well enough at a consistent, high enough level to be able to either be a starter or be able to maintain everything. And then health became an issue with injuries. But that's the next thing is, once you get the chance to be a starter, in order to stay a starter, you've got to be able to play at your best as often as humanly possible. And your floor can't be a floor that's going to lose you games. And then there's the extraordinary talents. There's those Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jacksons, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, where they just have the ability to not only play at that high of a level, but their floor is higher than maybe sometimes your best, right? Not always, but maybe sometimes your best. And that's really the categories of quarterbacks. I forget who was quoted as saying it, but like, there's no bad players in the NFL.
Right.
They're all good. Like, you're talking about, like, and that's the funny thing about fans is, like, fans are talking about players who are the, what, 0.001%?
Yes. Yep.
So it always shocks me. But not to derail the conversation, but back to Tua, the interesting thing about the Tua deal is, like, Flores was there when they drafted him.
Right.
He could have not gone with them.
Right.
And Chris Greer was there. So I almost wonder if there's a divide between, like, Greer and Flores, where Flores was like, hey, man, this is my pick, so if we go this route, I'm going to coach the team how I want to coach the team. Because remember, you know, they could have had Herbert. They could have had Justin Herbert. And you do have to wonder how different things would be, because Herbert and everything, I mean, he was the exact opposite of Tua.
He just looks like a franchise. He looks like one. He smells like one. He moves.
No
like,
injury
he,
issues.
I mean, he's a franchise quarterback.
He looks like Lee Delap, by the way. Justin Herbert's got a little Lee Delap to him, our executive producer.
Mm. Is it the hair?
Well, I don't know. But he doesn't drink as much as
his
Lee Delap.
His hair is longer than Lee's.
Racist.
But Lee, how's that racist?
Well, what?
He drinks. How's that racist, Roberto?
Come on,
you're
Roberto.
Racist. Lee, Lee Delap, has anybody told you you look like Justin Herbert?
That's a new one.
Okay, I'm telling you, like, you do a side-by-side, he looks like
this
Justin
is how we
Herbert
figure this out. LeVar, tell me if I'm wrong. Look at Lee's face and imagine him with a helmet on.
Yeah.
You can't tell me
can't
that doesn't look like a little bit like Justin Herbert.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Won't do it.
Okay.
Can't do it. Yeah. Won't do it.
Yeah, LeVar, LeVar's watching the weather. All right, it is
it is that time.
Two pros and a cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox here on FSR. All right, so coming up next, do you guys want to hear my theory on a quarterback situation in the NFL?
Hold on. Is it a theory or a conspiracy
you know,
theory?
I'll start it up and you tell me whether it warrants conspiracy theory music. How about that? All right. So I will throw it at you and you can tell me what you think of it. I will get to that next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Oh man, LeVar, you are unbelievable.
Thank you.
It is two pros.
Because if I wasn't
Joe,
that then I would be believable, and I think that's boring.
That is a good point.
It's a bit boring.
All right, so coming up in about 10 minutes from now here on FSR, it is the Prop Bet Monster. It is back for a Monday Night Football edition. We will get a special preview to Monday Night Football coming up 10 minutes from now here on FSR. All right, so here's my theory on what is happening in Miami. Brady, you mentioned the divide potentially between Brian Flores and the front office. I believe, or even ownership at this point, I believe that ownership wants to give Tua a chance to succeed, but Brian Flores is out on Tua. And the evidence that would point to that is how he handled Tua on the field last year. The decision to go with Tua as the starting quarterback in Miami. Remember how Ryan Fitzpatrick was totally blown away by, like, I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. I didn't see it coming. I was blindsided. I wonder.
Makes you wonder about the decision now, doesn't it?
Yeah, that too. But I also think that if the decision was to put in Tua and it surprised a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who knew the writing on the wall when Tua was drafted, if he was that surprised by it, that tells me that the decision was something that came from up top. But the stuff in game in which ownership can have an impact on when Brian Flores is pulling him from games that he's trailing in, that tells me Brian Flores isn't a believer in Tua, but it's the people up top that are believer in him, and they wanted to give him one more chance, a real chance this season, which is why they did that. But everything else afterwards tells me Brian Flores is not a believer. What do you think of that? How about that?
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Yes!
The only problem is how many – I mean, LeVar, maybe you could speak to this, because maybe Danny Snyder had a direct line down to, down to the field. I can't now, but right. I know there's some organizations that do have that. I think there's some truth to that. It definitely could have been the case.
You
know, because owners tend to be more emotional about
driven.
The media, the fans.
Yep.
So when you had Tua there,
I did it,
and they had the chance to pick him, there was probably some sense of, hey, if he's there, we got to go get him. We've been promising this fan base a quarterback, and we thought it was Tua the year before he came back, got hurt. If he's healthy enough, let's go with him. So I think there's something to this theory. Jonas, I think you did it.
I did it. You know, round of applause for me.
By the way,
we do have no stone unturned here. It's a new show, and we've also got a studio audience with us here. So round of applause.
Yep.
By the way, they're all wearing masks, and they are standing 6 feet apart. So just so you know, here on Fox Sports Radio.
Do we still have that band, that studio band?
They pop in from time to time. It just depends. Okay. Depends on.
Just making sure we still have that on the budget.
Yeah.
I mean, there it is. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, listen, it's a big event here, so we brought in somebody from Brady's hometown,
Golden
of Dublin,
Domer
Ohio.
Music right here.
Yeah, they call this the EAS troop. So this is the EAS troop who is here.
Have you ever heard the outlawed bagpipes from Braveheart,
who?
The movie?
No.
It's pretty dope, man. You gotta check it out. Yeah. I used to work out to it. The outlaw bag. Oh, hell yeah, bro. I listen to some far out stuff even today when I work out.
Damn,
man.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, if William Wallace. Think about it. If he gets you pumped up to fight and get it in, like, in the movie, then why wouldn't he get you pumped up to lift hard in the weight room? So. I stumbled upon the soundtrack, and it had like different variations of bagpipe music, and one of them was called Outlaw Bagpipe Outlaw music from I don't know, but it was good. It was really good.
Does Mel Gibson talk on the soundtrack, or does he just leave voicemails in real life?
It's just bagpipe music, man.
Wait, what?
I know what he just did. I'm just going to keep going, man.
What does that even mean?
I just wanted to know.
You know, Mel Gibson has
leaves voicemails.
He has a voicemail on his resume.
Yeah. Leaves voicemails.
It's less than flat. It's a less than flattering voicemail as well.
I'm just saying.
You're saying he called someone.
Yes.
And left while the
William Wallace music was playing in the background.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
This is real?
And he delivered.
This actually happened.
And he delivered one of the most insanely bad and disrespectful
voicemails.
Fight voicemails to free Scotland.
Yeah.
It's all of that.
That's not racist. It's LeVar O'Arrington can talk about this.
All of that, Brady.
Don't you disrespect LeVar O'Arrington.
And then he finished the call by saying, "Freedom!"
Not actually. We don't want to play that audio on the air.
He was going to need freedom after that voicemail.
So you can Google that or YouTube it if you will.
I want my lawyer.
That isn't
William Wallace.
When a voicemail to an ex makes it on YouTube, you got a problem. That is an indicator things do not go smoothly
Now it's in context.
All right. It is two pros and a cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington. It's Brady Quinn. It's Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up next, though, we've got ourselves the Prop Bet Monster. A look ahead to Monday Night Football like you won't find anywhere else. It's yours next year on FSR.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up on Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up on Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. We are going to have another edition of the Prop Bet Monster coming up here momentarily here on FSR. Want to let you know we are brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted in 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Here to feed your degenerate gambling soul, the Prop Bet Monster.
Sucker. All right, so here we go. It is Prop Bet Monster time here on Fox Sports Radio. This is where I, listen, we got LeVar Arrington, the LB, Brady Quinn, the QB, and I'm a DB. All right, so let me go ahead and ask you guys some prop bets I've created on my own here for Monday Night Football. Brady Quinn holding on to a narrow one-point lead after Thursday night. These are all done on the primetime games every single week, and we get things started. Lions at the Packers coming up later on tonight. Here is the first prop bet for you, gents. First Lambeau leap by a running back, by a wide receiver, by a tight end, or by a Detroit Lion.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking a wide receiver. Aaron Rodgers had a very rusty, you might want to call it a poor performance week one. I think he gets back on track, wants to make a statement early. I think we get a Lambeau leap from a Packers wide receiver.
Yeah, I'm going to go with running back. I think that Packer wide receiver will get them in scoring position, and Aaron Jones or someone is going to finish it off, and they're going to jump on in there. They're going to give the leap.
Interesting. Yeah. All right, so how about this? Former Packer and FSR guest that defends Aaron Rodgers the hardest on Twitter, Brady Papinga or A.J. Hawk?
Ooh.
Oh.
Now, this is family ties. Brady's brother-in-law, A.J. Hawk, in the building. So
I'm going to go with my namesake, but we share the same name. And also because if you guys haven't ever spoken to Brady Papinga, he is a trip.
I love Brady.
We got to have him on. We got to make him get up early and come on with us. I know he gets up early and works out, but I'm going to say Papinga. He's diehard, man. He's out there. He's doing a lot of damage control with Zach Wilson. So I'm going to go ahead and say Brady Papinga.
See, I'm definitely going with AJ.
Good for you.
You got to go with AJ Hawk. You know, he helps. He's with Pat McAfee on the show, and you got to keep Aaron coming on the show.
Yeah. That's a
so
good point.
You got to support.
That's a great
him.
Point.
You
got to support. Great him I completely forgot about that.
Solid. Yeah, you got to jump out there and make sure you give him the love and the support that is necessary to keep him coming back on.
All right, next one here on the Prop Bet Monster. Does a Packers fan hold up a sign that says, quote, "At least Jared Goff's first name isn't Jack"?
Man.
Yes or no?
I've been thinking about this for a while.
Have you?
And I'm pretty sure his dad's name is. But I'm going to go with no.
Sorry, you gotta go with no.
I'm going to go with no. I think that might actually come out, you know, playing the Rams. I don't think it comes out versus the Lions.
All right, LeVar, what do you go with?
I got to go with no as well.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to have to go with no.
Yeah, very good.
That's probably the one that we'll both win.
All right, now we saw Charles Woodson in attendance last week for the Raiders on Monday night. This is another former Charles Woodson team. If Charles Woodson is in attendance to watch his former team again, what is he drinking?
Who will be in the owner's box with him?
Yeah, no, what is he drinking? Is it red wine or white wine?
Oh, well, I know Charles Woodson, so that's probably cheating.
What does it matter? Like, just make your pick.
How would you know?
I'm saying red wine.
Oh, you're going to go red wine?
And it is red, but how would you know?
We get a clear cup.
You'll be able to see it?
Get a clear cup. They was on Monday Night Football, he had a clear cup. That's how you could tell.
You can see it?
Yeah. And I'm
what
just
color
saying,
was it?
Listen, I'm just saying it was red and then he had white.
Okay.
He had white
they
afterwards.
They serve wine in Lambeau? It might be all beer.
But listen, doesn't white
well,
wine?
Well, he brings his own. You know, he's got his own line.
All right, last one here, guys. Speaking of drinks, number of drinks before kickoff for Packers fan and executive producer Lee DeLapp. All right, now remember, this is an early start time.
Over.
He's not waking up.
Over.
All right, you're not even going to hear the number? You just want to go over? All right. The over under is 3.5. What are you going with, LeVar?
Over. I'm going to go with over
as well.
All
right, Barry, that is a smart pick. That is a smart bet. Lee DeLapp, it'll be matinee Lee on a Monday.
He's got to be honest, though.
Yeah, but he's – yeah, you got to be honest, Lee. Don't lie.
Oh, he is.
Before kickoff or after?
Before kickoff, because you can't go till afterwards, because now you're an executive producer of a morning show. Figure it out, Lee.